It's movie time! It's movie time!
Shut up! We don't have an intro. We do not have an intro. We do not have an intro. Okay. Welcome to the Fox Force 3 film podcast, the show where we talk about movies for an hour. I'm Teague. This is John.
Sup, guys?
Replacing, we have our special guest, Seyoung.
And Sam.
And Sam, who has newly hit puberty. Sam, any comments on this?
We're all really proud.
By the way, we should probably change Fox Force 3 to Fox Force 4, because now another addition.
Fox Force 4 this week. Seyoung will be a temporary element to the show.
Just
hey, guest star.
Just to inform you, Seyoung is the Asian and he's Koreanized.
Yes.
Why you gotta make me feel so like not loved?
Also, everyone's sound is going to be crappy except mine because they're all using phone Skype except me. Those losers.
Yeah, because we're poor. We live in a box.
An invisible box.
You know, Skype doesn't cost anything, right?
Well, it costs equipment to buy stuff that compatibilizes with, like, Skype.
You're just making that up, aren't you?
Shut the fuck up, Sam!
Yeah, Sam. Anyway, this is Moksh, who's saying
Sam's
replacement this week. He's, yeah.
No.
Shut up.
I'm gonna kill.
Guys, just yeah.
Okay.
But by the way, I like your Skype name. It's really hot.
Thank you. Thank you. I know, right? It's super just
Shut up.
Sexy. We should probably shouldn't just be like spreading our Skype names, because that would be
Oh man.
Wait, that was a made up.
That was a lie.
Yeah, that was a lie.
That didn't happen.
We was joking. It was fake.
Okay, but
actually.
Yeah, this week we'll be talking about our first new release review, Zack Snyder's Sucker Punch.
We already said that.
Yeah, I know. It's just I was segueing to it far better than either
you need to hurry up, of you were. DJ.
I mean, come on. You guys have no sense of, like, structure when you're talking and stuff.
Who needs structure when you have your bros?
What? I don't even get it. Okay, so here's the bit where we just talk about random movies we've seen this week. John, you start.
Can I dibs it first?
Okay, sure, why not?
My hand is up, just letting you know. Okay, we watched the British version of Death at a Funeral.
Oh.
Crappy. God.
It was the worst. We shut it off after about 5 minutes, 6 minutes.
doesn't even count.
No, intro was 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
It was like 15 minutes.
The credits were like 10 minutes long, so it wasn't worth it.
Wow.
And then we checked out Daniel Tosh comedy stuff.
That doesn't really count. That's not really a movie.
It was very revealing.
It's not really a movie, Moksh. It's not.
What other movies did we see? I saw Transformers 2.
Oh god.
The other night.
Oh god.
Hot, just letting you know.
Oh god, I'm surprised you made it through, yeah.
Megan Fox was hot, you have to admit.
No, she's not.
Fake.
Listen, Megan Fox is attractive in, and I stole this metaphor from somewhere on the internet, I can't remember, but Megan Fox is attractive in the same way that a Big Mac is tasty, in the most sort of bland, forgettable kind of way.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, because I've never had a Big Mac, so...
I know. I mean, he's Indian. He can't have anything that contains meat.
No, he's white, and he's Sam. Jesus Christ!
I mean, we kind of lost all pretense of that. Like maybe.
And Milk, you can stop in the deep voice because we forgot that you were Sam.
Yeah. Milk, you can stop being Sam now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Moksh, because you're the new Sam, actually, you have to make some, like, racist and sexist comments. Go.
Well, okay, I don't like Japanese people because they do stuff with tentacles and it's really awkward.
They have the weirdest fetishes.
They
have the weirdest fetishes. I'm sorry.
Why is it that everywhere that, like, the fascists went, they just got, like, the weirdest sexual perversions?
Yeah, the Germans.
It's like the Germans and the Japanese and...
Gingers.
The gingers, because all gingers are not Nazis, obviously.
That's just to inform the audience, Teague is a ginger.
Everyone knows that.
No, yeah. They don't. You can't tell who's a ginger by their voice.
Okay, you don't need to
you can
like...
with me, just because I'm so ginger. Also, you guys can't say that word, because that's our word, and only we can say it.
Okay, sorry. Okay, just to inform, just to ask the audience, whoever's, you know, listening, I mean, but,
whoever's quote-unquote listening.
What nationality do you think I am?
Okay, they can't respond, yeah, you can't. Idiot. God damn.
Text to FFT.
Mentally, I mean, you know what? I've promoted a lot of followers. I think I have about 10 other followers now I've promoted.
Just so you know, he's Indian.
Okay. There's a difference. Okay, there's a difference. There's medicine man, and then there's a real doctor. Okay, and I'm the real doctor type. Just telling you.
Wait, what?
I don't
I didn't understand anything just said.
There's two types of Indian. One's medicine man, and one's a real doctor.
And one's a poo.
You aren't either. You're
just a poo type.
A poo.
Type of Indian.
Okay, they're making fun of a brown...
convenience store manager.
Moksh. Moksh, say thank you, come again.
Thank you, come again.
That's Asian, you idiot.
Yeah, you said it with the wrong accent.
Thank you, come again.
Yay.
Yay.
Hey, it works for Chinese too.
Kind of.
Yeah, I've heard many Chinese people say that.
They just say that, just casually. Just
that all the time. Actually, I've never seen an Asian guy talking English. I mean, when I went to TNT...
Really?
They're all like, chong da 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 da.
I love that you're the one going like, ching chong ching, and you're like Asian yourself.
No. I go to like TNT, and they're speaking like Chinese or Japanese or Korean or whatever crap they talk, and then they'll be talking control CCC ma, and then they'll add in like some English word like dumpling. It's like I'm like, what? Isn't there a word for that in whatever language you're speaking?
Well, the thing is, most of the food words in those languages, when that food's brought over, it's translated directly into English.
Teague, you ruined it. That was a question we ask all our audience.
Text FFT1. If you think that Moksh is a... If you think
do we have
Moksh
any fan mail
sexist,
yet?
Yeah, do we have any fan mail?
No, we don't.
God damn it.
Actually, I'll check for it, but I'm pretty sure we don't.
Guys.
I'm pretty sure we don't have any fans.
Wait. We actually had one from Double Sweet Cheeks. He liked something. Like, he subscribed to our iTunes.
Oh.
Sweet Cheeks, Double Sweet Cheeks.
And he absolutely loved it.
He absolutely loved it. That was exact.
Like, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah, he said, this is the best thing ever. I absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah. No, you mean Double Fresh?
Yeah.
That's,
You know what? Simple, fresh, hot, you know, the same thing.
What? You just listed a whole bunch of random words.
You know, cow,
Hushi.
Table,
French.
Table.
Come.
You
know, Asians.
Cow.
Indians.
Cow, table, Soviet Russia. It's all the same.
You know what I'm saying.
Ginger,
stop talking in that voice.
Can't say that word.
All the
it's ours. Say young.
I think I sound a... You know the guy in the Old Spice commercials?
No.
I'm on
nowhere close to Old Spice Man.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm just...
I mean, that guy's got muscles and you got fat.
I'm black.
That's too far. That's too far, Sayon.
Yeah, I think you took it away.
You crossed the line.
Yeah, you.
Sorry.
No,
I
didn't.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's supposed to cross the line.
Does anyone
I mean,
else
allowed.
Has anyone else here seen anything in particular that...
I wrote a song called Yellow.
Oh, don't even bring that up. I'll tell that story once we get into the actual review, but yeah.
It's great.
What?
What
are you... you guys are cracking a little.
Yeah.
You're cracking.
Oh, we... Shut up, Mosh.
Our network is, like, super
slow. It's perfect.
Slow.
It's perfect.
It's perfect now.
Okay. Yeah.
Teague, are you getting us?
Yeah.
Mayday. Mayday.
Okay. Please you don't. Seen anything, Sam?
I saw Hot Rod just the other day, and it was horrible. It was such a horrible movie. Like,
that's super cool. I don't know. I liked Hot Rod. It was stupid, but it was fun.
Well,
plus it was kind of the genesis for all that Lonely Island stuff that they're doing now, that those three guys who made that movie are doing now.
So, I know. No, but the Lonely Island is getting way too crappy. I don't know now.
I don't know. I've found their stuff pretty consistently funny. Hot Rod is one of the weaker things they've done as sort of a skit, sort of a sketch comedy group. But you know, I've liked pretty much everything they've done at different levels.
No, but Andy Samberg's girlfriend was hot.
Oh.
That's the only thing.
You can only talk about movies if there's someone hot in it, right? Right, Sam?
Oh yeah.
I think you should have a pretty easy time with Sucker Punch then.
Oh yeah. Sucker Punch.
Fuck chicks.
One of my friends did a review, and this is exactly what she wrote. She's saying, "Okay, Sucker Punch."
No! Don't get into Sucker Punch yet.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
We have to get there. So right now, Hot Rod. Anything else anyone has to say about Hot Rod?
I think we should talk about movies we're excited to see.
Oh no, TJ probably has a whole bunch of movies he can talk about.
No. I only watched one movie this week, which is Jean-Luc Godard's Breathless, which I'm not going to talk about because that's going to be talked about a lot. But it's like probably up there for my favorite movies of all time. So that'll give you my thoughts on it. But
I only saw my next picks for the podcast, so I can't talk about that.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, Moksh, what are you excited for?
I'm excited for Hangover 2.
Have you seen the trailer for it?
Yeah, that trailer did look good. It played in front of Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
So we all saw it.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
Really? Oh, that sucks.
Interesting after David when it was playing.
Oh, yeah.
The Hangover 2 trailer played in front of Sucker Punch, Sean. You missed it.
Oh, it looked so good.
It looked amazing, John.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I haven't actually seen the first one.
What? Teague?
Yeah. I'm gonna
need to see the first one for you to understand any of the second one.
So funny, man.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even make any sense. So I'm assuming the second one doesn't make any sense either.
You need the characters. You need to know the characters. But
that should be one of you guys' pick.
Kate.
It probably will be.
We're not.
It'll be
Sam's. Yeah, it might be. It'll definitely be one of Sam's picks. Yeah.
It's supposed to take place in It takes place in Bangkok.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
Just picked it because it was called Bangkok.
No,
you know it.
Yeah, there's totally gonna be like a little bit of dialogue in there where they're just like making jokes about that.
I know.
Oh, it's gonna be so bad, man.
Well, you know,
the rest of the movie will be good, but that part.
About Bangkok.
Speaking of bad movie names, and bad like,
yeah,
Romeo and Juliet. That's such a bad.
Yeah. Romeo and Juliet.
Then they started the movie. They were thinking the opposite. They're like, okay, what sounds cool?
Let's see, Romeo and Juliet.
Oh my god, no.
Well, they should have made Romeo and Juliet.
I bet that exists already. And like...
Romeo and Juliet.
No, but Shakespeare
no,
just...
No, but that would, that would definitely be like a gay porno.
To be or not to be.
Wasn't that from Hamlet?
Too fucked?
Isn't that Shakespeare?
Fucked.
Yeah, it's all Shakespeare. It's all the same.
Yes. Oh my god, you're so stupid, Sam.
You are very smart. Just understand.
Soviet Russia, pig. It's all the same. It's all the same thing.
Oh man.
Okay, what are some songs we like?
Say, we're talking about movies.
This isn't
the shut up.
You can't just randomly talk.
It's not just the music podcast. God. Unless you have like movie music based, if you're like listening to the soundtrack to something.
I love the songs that were on Sucker Punch.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that too. Speaking of which, I guess now because we have nothing else to say on other matters, we'll get right into our review of Sucker Punch. Okay.
I would like to talk something about stocks and investment. I would say people please invest in Staples. Because Staples is at a low, but I think with new merchandise, they might get high. If you're investing in Apple, please buy right away. Do not wait, because they're going to go down soon. Home Depot, whoever invests in Home Depot is kind of lame. Don't do that.
Oh, wait, we need Sam's jig. Who's
going to do Sam's jig, yeah, guys? I forgot about the jig. Sayoung, do a jig.
Oh, okay. Oh, are you seeing this? It's amazing.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So much blood. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Where did all those Asian babies come from?
I don't know.
You just impregnated
everything.
So much
blood.
So much blood? You can feel it from there?
Yeah. No. I can just see it. Dripping off of everything.
I think my arm's cut off.
We need to find your arm.
You're right. Oh my god.
Here's a stick. How about you use that to replace your arm?
I will.
Just stick it in the hole.
Yeah, just like.
Oh man! A third hole!
Oh!
That's a new orifice. Something out of like Cronenberg. I think me and Moksh are the only ones who got that joke.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Something about Brandenburg.
No. I just mentioned that it was like something out of a David Cronenberg movie.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
You don't get that.
I don't even know what that is.
High five, Sayoung.
Fake laughter ended.
Wait, what?
Okay, but, So yeah, on to Sucker Punch.
Trailer time.
It's trailer time. It's trailer time.
So shut the fuck up and listen to
this. We don't have a trailer intro. We don't have a trailer intro. Also, we don't have a trailer because I suck at editing and don't know how to get it.
It's trailer time.
Shut up.
Okay, so basic thoughts on the movie.
We'll start with Sam.
Sayoung.
Yeah. Because it's Sam's choice.
Heyo.
Oh yeah, it was Sam's choice. So Sam, you start.
Okay, I'm just gonna tell you because I totally agree with this girl, and she wrote a very nice review. Okay, she said, "Sucker Punch, 5 very slutty girls moving from an asylum to a whorehouse to fantasy killing land, and it did not make sense."
That's not a review. That's just a synopsis.
Yeah, that's like a tweet about it.
Well, this is on Facebook, so I don't know.
You need to like make a real review. Yeah.
Okay.
Your own review.
Yeah, talk about it in your own words, Moksh.
Okay. Quick thoughts. Quote. I think that Sucker Punch could have been a very good movie, but it wasn't because they made the person bored.
What?
So bad. It's ridiculous.
You suck. Also, Sam was supposed to go first.
Okay.
Never guest starring.
Let's talk to Sam now. Let's talk to Sam now.
Sam, do it.
Alright. I thought the girls were pretty hot. That was like the only thing I really liked.
Are you going to be the girl inspector?
Oh yeah, I'm going to be the girl inspector whenever I'm guest starring in this podcast.
Oh, we should definitely have a guest star whenever we watch a movie with super hot girls in it.
Yeah, I also like the action sequences, but I didn't like the whole story and like the whole theme of the movie.
Yeah.
Sam wanted to say something, but you took
it. Shut up, Moksh.
The Sam jokes stopped being funny like 5 times you used it ago. Okay, so do you want to go first or?
I'll go.
Okay.
I just found myself like completely bored throughout the whole thing. Like, the first two action sequences, I was interested. And then from there out, nothing interested me at all.
Nazi zombies.
I just wanted to, like, leave Nazi the theater, zombies. Basically.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, my thoughts. I think it's definitely a really, really well-directed and a really, really well-made film. But just the story isn't there. The characters, they probably get probably, I think other than Baby Doll and maybe Rocket, the girls probably get less than 50 lines of dialogue between them.
I mean, Vanessa Hudgens, that was my favorite person.
She was the prettiest one.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, but she had like two lines.
Yeah, she was like, I'm gonna tell you what this is all about.
No, she doesn't.
Really? Really?
There's one scene where she's just crying because something bad happened and she's like,
and that's her line.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Oh, look, spoiler.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Something bad happened. Spoiler. But, yeah.
The movie was okay.
The first, I would extend John's sentiment. I would say that the first three action scenes were interesting. And then after that, like, the fourth action sequence and the ending, the whole ending, we'll get to that in the section where we talk spoilers, but it just disappointed me, and, yeah, it was dull other than probably those first three action scenes. For anyone who doesn't want to get spoiled on this after this section, recommendations and or not or whatever, everybody.
No recommendations?
Recommendations for this movie?
Yeah.
You recommend it, and why?
Would you recommend it, and how would you recommend it? Like, if it was on TV for free, like...
Okay,
It was like a rental, that kind of thing.
At the theater we watched it at, they had this special thing called Ultimate AVX.
Ultra AVX,
and it was, $15 plus $3 or whatever.
No, it was $15. It was the normal $12.50 ticket price and then $3 plus.
Yeah, so it was $12 and then plus $3, so $15. I would not pay.
Yeah, don't pay extra for this movie.
Yeah, don't pay extra.
It's not worth it. It was okay. Recommendations for this movie, just
like, who would you recommend?
I would recommend this to you, John.
To me? Oh man, it's so bad.
John, why? This is the opposite of,
Exactly, just to make him angry.
It's like the opposite of John's kind of movie. It's like,
I know, I would
definitely
there
say
there isn't even any ballet in it. I mean,
there are
Black Swan.
The only dance sequences were like
there's actually tons of dancing. It's just you don't see any of it. You just sort of see her moving backwards and forwards, and then it just turns into like the action scenes, which, spoiler alert, this is a minor spoiler because it's a huge part of the movie. All the action scenes are really just a metaphor for stripping. That's it.
Yeah, that's all there.
I mean, is stripping so much like war where you're...
Yeah, I know, it's like, yeah.
I mean, you're not fighting your buttons, are you? You're just taking them off.
Yeah.
I have trouble unzipping my hands.
It's just like... Yeah.
The reason I recommend this to John is because I would invite him to my house. Then I'm up to a chair. Duct tape his.
Don't rape me, Emo.
Duct tape his.
I'm so innocent.
Duct tape his eyes open and then put it on. And just to see him squirm would make me so happy.
Oh, man. Okay, and now you're breathing like a creepy person. You're just so creepy, Emo.
Okay.
Say your name.
Recommendations.
Recommendations. I would recommend it to people like who really, really have nothing to do, because that movie just wasted my time and money.
Okay. Or would you not recommend it at all?
Yeah, it leads to good conversations because I like the girls.
I would just recommend it to horny preteen boys. That's about it.
I would recommend it to people. I wouldn't recommend the film at all. But I would recommend that you go on YouTube once this is on DVD and look up Sucker Punch Samurai Fight, and then that's it. After that, you don't need to see any of it. Yeah, exactly. Walk out of the theater right then, and then you're good.
It really makes no sense.
Oh yeah, that's the best movie experience that you can get out of this. Just watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Just watch the samurai fight and maybe the zombie Nazi fight, and then you're good.
Oh, actually, I also recommend it to stoners because I'm pretty sure.
If you're on acid, this movie is amazing.
Yeah, you'd think it was like so deep when it's just so bad.
Super shallow. Not just stoners. I would say anyone who takes.
Anyone who takes any sort of hallucinogenic will love this movie.
Yeah, I would say I would recommend like shrooms, salvia,
or people like Alice in Wonderland. People
like people. Yeah,
oh, I love Alice in Wonderland.
That was directed very well.
Not so much.
No. This was really well directed. I think.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I thought so too.
I just hated the whole.
You can have like a well-made movie. But you need something interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move into plot and spoilers and such.
Okay.
No, I'll do the synopsis.
TJ, you can explain plot.
Basically, I'll sum this up really quickly, and then I'll do a more in-depth one. I'll sum up the plot really quickly, and then we'll go more in-depth and talk about certain parts, okay?
So
basically, here's the experience of watching Sucker Punch. They set up a plot, reveal that plot is fake, then set up another really, really boring plot, then mix that plot in with action scenes that are really just a metaphor for stripping and have no effect on the plot whatsoever. And then it turns out at the end that second plot wasn't real and that the first plot was real and that only maybe 5 minutes of what you've been watching this whole time actually meant anything.
Yay!
And that's the end.
Waste of time!
Woo!
Okay. Can I spoil this?
No.
We
kind of already did.
So let's go, let's just go, yeah, we ruined the big twist. But,
all dies.
Yeah, it was like the,
dies except for Sweet Pea, guys.
She was the hottest one.
Well, no, none of them, I don't think any of them exist. Except for Baby Doll.
They all died.
Really?
Except for Sweet Pea.
No. I mean, in the real world.
Yeah, that happened in, like, that alternate...
In the real world, none of them existed except for Baby Doll, and Baby Doll just thought that the one chick existed, Sweet Pea. She just thought that Sweet Pea existed because, She just thought that Sweet Pea existed because,
That she helped someone escape.
Yeah. But that, to me, when I heard that line, I just thought that that meant, like... I just thought that that meant sort of...
No, they were definitely real men.
I thought that meant that they didn't exist. It's just that she, in sort of her sick fantasy, thought that Sweet Pea was real and just sort of escorted some random chick out. But... Maybe, some random chick who looks like Sweet Pea, you know? That's what I thought it meant.
Well, everything else happened.
No. None of it happened. Well, it depends what you mean by happened.
I thought the girl was real.
Because it all sort of happened. To me, when I got the twist, I just sort of assumed that, like, 90% of it was just her sitting in a chair going, like, wah, 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 and then there were occasional... Yeah, exactly. She was just sitting in a chair tied up, herp, derp, and then there would be the occasional moment where... And then there would be the occasional moment where she would actually do whatever was in her dream. Exactly. Some guy would be like, hey, you seem to be hallucinating. Ah, you stabbed me! And then...
Yeah. I love how none of this makes any sense to people who haven't watched it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so basically... Baby Doll... and she's, like, super, like, messed up because her mom dies and she leaves her money to Baby Doll and her sister instead of her father, and her father gets all pissed, and he tries to kill both of them and or rape them. It's kind of confusing what he does.
And he does kill Baby Doll.
No, he doesn't kill Baby Doll's sister. He's about to... He's about to rape her, and then Baby Doll points his gun at him, and then tries to shoot him, but shoots her own sister.
Whole thing was kind of confusing.
And then her father sends her to a mental asylum, and then she.
And then that whole part, like, disappears.
And then that sort of never affects anything for the rest of the movie. And basically, there's, like, this group of girls, including Baby Doll, who are, like, strippers. And Baby Doll hallucinates whenever she strips and has these crazy fantasies of, like, fighting Nazi zombies and dragons kinds of stuff. Oh, and giant robotic samurai, which is, like I said, easily the best scene in the movie.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it turns out that the version of her at the beginning was the only thing that was real, and that's the end.
Yay!
I thought the only, like, all of them seemed not real except for Sweet Pea.
I thought that there was just someone who kind of looked like Sweet Pea, who she was still, like, hallucinating, and she was just like, hey, I'll help you escape. And person who looks vaguely like Sweet Pea was like, okay, crazier than most people in this asylum person. But, yeah.
Did Sweet Pea escape?
I didn't think that Sweet Pea existed.
One of the last scenes?
The last...
No. I mean, like, I thought that it was just, like, some random chick who kind of looked like Sweet Pea, and so she helped her out. I don't know.
Just to...
I don't think they'd do that.
I don't know. That's just what I thought from those scenes. It's really, really confusing and ambiguous.
Yeah, it's almost to the extent where it just, like, ruins the whole thing.
The twist definitely ruins the entire thing. Like, I was ready to recommend this as just, like, a rental or a matinee, but then came the twist, and I'm just like, I hate this movie! It should die.
The song was Yellow.
I was just bored the whole time. Yeah,
sorry. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Oh, the music was probably...
Yeah, the music was great,
no,
I think.
No, the music was...
The two songs that I actually remember were good.
It was just, like, basically an entire album of, like, awful cover versions of really, really classic songs.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Yeah, yeah.
The entire movie soundtrack is just, like, cover versions of old songs, of, like, really classic songs, like...
It's like remembered the songs. I'm like, yeah, I like that song.
The only one that I think was even vaguely effective was Sweet Dreams at the beginning.
Yeah.
But other than that, none of the covers were effective. Well, sorry, it was Sweet Dreams at the beginning and Search and Destroy during the dragon scene. Mainly just because I really, really like the song Search and Destroy. But it was a kind of poorly done version, but I just really like that song. And yeah. I thought it fit with the dragon scene well.
Okay, just to inform people who are, you know, listening to this, every time she hallucinates, she has this, like, captain guy who leads...
The guy who I thought was Leonard Nimoy.
I don't know his real name, I just know him as...
like, Scott Green or something, I think.
Well, we'll call him Nimoy for our purposes.
Yeah, we'll call him Leonard Nimoy. Okay, so Leonard Nimoy, yeah...
He guides the girls on there.
He's suddenly just there.
He's like their
conch. Yeah, his name is Scott, like, Glenn.
Okay, it's almost as if he's her conscience.
And he's credited just as old as, like, wise man, and so we can just call him old guy.
We'll just call old guy. Yeah.
So the old guy who looks like Leonard Nimoy just sort of pops up once in a while. He's not Leonard Nimoy. I told you, it's Scott Glenn.
But Scott Glenn plays Leonard Nimoy, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Scott Glenn plays Leonard Nimoy in the Leonard Nimoy story.
Exactly. So you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow. Scott Glenn is actually in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I never realized that. Oh my god.
He is. He hasn't done a lot of major roles.
No, he has. He's been in, like, a lot of really acclaimed stuff, actually. I'm feeling increasingly stupid for thinking he was Leonard Nimoy.
Well, he looked like Leonard Nimoy to me.
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy would be, like, the kind of person who would be cast in this thing, just as a kind of nerd shout-out.
Yeah.
But yeah, this guy, yeah, sorry, I'm just looking at his IMDb page, and this guy's actually in a lot.
Oh.
I don't know, what kind of message do you think the people who made Sucker Punch were trying to get across?
I think they were trying to get across, I think Zack Snyder just had this idea for a script when he was, like, 13, and he was like, oh my god, this is totally the best idea ever, and he probably wrote this thing throughout then, and since then it's just been kind of a vanity project. That's what it seems like to me. To me, this seems very much like Zack Snyder just kind of, like, Zack Snyder's other films are all adaptations, and this feels like the amalgamation of everything Zack Snyder. Like, this feels like Zack Snyder at his Zack Snyderiest. Like,
he is Zack Snyder.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost like they wanted to, like, have this, like, feminist statement.
Yeah.
But then they have the metaphor for stripping.
Well,
saves them.
I know, it's like, if you strip in front of a bunch of old people, you are, I don't know.
You're very
will be
powerful.
Saved you by will a be, creepy old man.
Who looks like Leonard Nimoy.
I think, like, the really, 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 really basic concept is freedom. I mean, if you really...
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if you don't want to look at the...
still stuff on top of that, which just ruined
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Whatever deep message he was trying to get across is completely lost in translation because...
That's why this movie...
Yeah, that's why this movie blows, is because it's
I think
just,
this movie could have been really good.
Yeah, I'm saying...
Yeah. There's definitely... I was really excited for this. I thought there was definitely potential. I thought this could be Zack Snyder's first, like, truly great film.
Yeah, his saving grace.
Well, no, not even his saving grace. Like, because this guy made Watchmen, and Watchmen was...
Watchmen sucked.
Meh.
No. Watchmen was a good film, but it's good... but its good points were only because it was based on a great novel.
Yeah.
Well, I like the comic.
It was a decent film, but the book is, like, one of the... Like, it was in, like, Time Magazine's, like, best literature of all time list.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I definitely have to read it.
Yes, you definitely should. It's, like, basically, yeah, I'm not gonna really talk about Watchmen because everything there is to say about it has been said, but it's just kind of the super movie, superhero genre kind of played off as kind of a noir sort of story, but, yeah.
It's I mean, this movie could, like, it wasn't directed very well, I would say.
No, I thought it was well directed. I just thought that it wasn't well written.
But it doesn't direction is everything. I mean, directors also work on script. It doesn't mean that the script writer's just writing script and the director's like, okay, I'll take your script
say
and
that
just...
the script was crappy.
The script was crappy, but direction, I mean, Zack Snyder should have known that whatever he is...
Well, it was probably his own idea.
No. The thing is, though, that, Moj, the thing about it is the director's real, like, control is over how the film is shot and how it's acted, which I can say he's...
Yeah, okay, he did well.
Poorly directed on the acting side, but...
Baby Doll was really lame because she had the exact same expression throughout the entire film.
I couldn't tell the difference between when she had been lobotomized and when she was just normal.
Like when she was fighting a samurai and when she got lobotomized.
Yeah, exactly. It was the same face.
I think they just wanted to show her that she's kind of really...
Resistant?
Resistant, depressed, kind of...
Maybe.
Secluded, isolated.
Well, they should have some difference between someone who's brain dead and
fighting Nazi zombies.
Yeah, but Zack Snyder is an excellent visual director. But I think directing the acting in this was it ranged from enjoyably hammy to just outright stupid. Like,
yeah.
Not that there was much acting to speak of, because like I said, the script for this is probably... Oh, sorry, I'm lagging.
We don't see it. We don't see it.
Yeah.
Oh. The script for this is probably like 15 pages long.
Yeah.
The script for this is probably 15 pages long. There's like, yeah, running. It's like 12 pages dialogue, and then just like, and then like a little caption that says, okay, self-indulgent montage for 7 minutes, girls fighting dragons for 17 minutes, you know, girls fighting Nazi zombies for 25 minutes.
And they're all running.
The thing is, though, the thing about it, though, is even the action, like, the action just doesn't, like, other than probably the samurai scene and, like, half of the Nazi zombie scene, like, those were the two really, really excellent action scenes. The rest of it is just kind of bleh. It's just, it's incredibly boring and just if I could use one word to describe this entire film, it would be unsatisfying.
Okay. Let's do that. One word to describe the film.
Okay,
unsatisfying?
Besides. Oh, you can't cheat.
Yeah, you can't cheat and steal mine.
Crappy.
Oh, that's so bad.
What are you talking about? It's such a great
Sayang, you're uncreative and dumb. And no one likes you. And you're fat.
I love you, T.
Thank you.
I can really say is, because it's the most true for me, is boring, because I was completely bored the whole time.
Moke, yeah.
One word.
Not worth it.
That's three close. Words.
Well, I did.
Good job, Sam.
Okay. Well, I spoke on behalf of me and Sam.
That's still.
Yeah. I think Sam's opinion is pretty much right in line with everyone else's here.
Not worth it. Yeah,
I think
it was.
I think Sam might have been a little bit more positive on it than everyone else here, but I don't think. I think it was pretty much the same reaction for everyone.
Yeah.
But honestly, unsatisfying. Especially, like I said, the twist. The twist just angers me. Especially the fact that all the critics who are liking this thing, which is like. Very few of them, but still, the people who are liking this thing, and by the way, I was reading online, this is a love it or hate it film. People either love this thing, they're like obsessed with it, or they absolutely hate it.
But they love it?
They think, there are some people who think this is like, probably like some of the best cinema to be put out in like the last decade. But
it's definitely.
What are you talking about?
But, you know what?
No, I'm high. That was a hyperbole, but. There are people out there who just love this thing. But the thing about it is, everyone who is in support of this thing is always talking about how it's kind of about, you know, dreams within dreams, and it's all very layered, and it's all very, and they set this up as it's like dream within a dream within a dream, and they're like, oh my god, it's like Brazil. In that, you know, it's very much about harsh realities and characters escaping into their imaginations, and whereas it's really just that's just sort of played off. That's honestly, if you're not going to see this film and are listening to the spoilers, everyone who does a synopsis of this film says, oh, it's about this girl in an insane asylum, and she hallucinates that she's in, like, this 1920s strip club. But that fact that she's hallucinating, that's a twist. That's like the Shyamalan gotcha moment. That's like...
That's like punked.
Yeah, exactly. That's Zack Snyder going, oh, I just blew your mind. You know, it's like...
No, it really didn't.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like... Like, I'll admit, that twist got me for a second, and then I realized how stupid it was. It's just like...
Well, this invalidates the whole movie.
Yeah, exactly. It makes the whole thing just feel like it just happened for no apparent reason.
It's a nonsense film.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've seen really, really good nonsense films. I think
TJ, changed my word, man.
What?
I changed my word to pointless.
No, it's mine.
I think that's... I think... Yeah, it's that is a good word to describe it, because none of that's the worst thing about it, is that it's just all so inconsequential. None of it means anything. None of the entire film didn't happen. It's I openly hate the last few seasons.
Teague?
Go. What were you saying?
Whoever liked this movie, like, you're saying people liked this movie or hated it, right?
Yeah, they either loved it or hated it, I would say.
Yeah, okay, I'm thinking probably the people who loved it, liked it, they probably were, like, just, like, studying this movie. They probably saw it, like, six times.
That's what I was thinking, is because everyone's saying, like, how deep it is and how kind of, like, symbolic everything is. To get any of that out of this, you have to have seen it at least, like, probably 9 times. Because, like I said, there's probably between all the characters probably less than 100 pieces of dialogue in this entire film.
There was maybe no dialogue. Get some of the symbolism. Like,
I could understand that, but I mean,
but it seems like it's all like a symbolism for men or chauvinist pigs. And,
no,
yeah.
I mean like how like at the end when the bus is going away, it's like the name of the diner is like Paradise Diner as she passes it, and like how, you know, how like, I don't know, it's
I mean, like, you could if you really saw, you could relate the whorehouse to the asylum.
Yeah,
if
you definitely could. You definitely, I could definitely see you drawing parallels. It's just, that would take at least, like, 10 viewings, because there's so little to it. It's so shallow, it's so meaningless. Yeah.
That's why people might enjoy this, because they're probably like,
and it's not even minimalist. It's not even, like, it's not even that kind of, like I said, like, Breathless, one of my favorite films of all time. It's really just two, like, 20-something...
Wait, don't spoil it, don't spoil it.
Two 20-somethings walking around philosophizing for an hour, and I'm not gonna spoil the ending. But, yeah, it's basically two 20-somethings, incredibly well-filmed, idly. That's horrible. That's a horrible adjective, incredibly well-filmed, idly. But, it's ridiculously well directed, and really that's all it eventually comes down to, is 90% of the film is two kids, one of them a wannabe gangster, philosophizing, and that's a minimalist plot. This is like this big, wide, expansive, epic plot. It's just, it's not given any heed by the script, which is way too focused on just like, okay, now we gotta have shooting and robot zombie Nazis and dragons and guns and more guns and explosions
and sexy chicks.
Yeah, exactly.
And Terminator.
Could you wiki and search up Sucker Punch?
Why?
Find out the gross, like, the production.
Oh, I think it made, like, you mean the...
How much it cost?
How much it cost, yeah.
Because
if it cost, like, $100 million...
Yeah, it's definitely a waste.
Yeah, it's definitely
Then it's definitely a flop. Just wait. Sucker Punch film.
We just want...
It cost, it is a flop. It's not a flop yet. It might not be a flop, but yeah, the budget was $82 million. The gross revenue was $19 million.
Man.
Yeah, this thing deservedly died at the box office.
Super excited for it before
same.
I saw it.
Yeah, that was the same thing. I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be so good. And then I saw the 31%, and I'm like, oh, I don't care. Critics tend to hate mindless exploitation movies. And then... or, like, mindless action films, mindless whatever. I come in, and it's like, oh, this is... I come in, I watch the whole thing, I'm moderately entertained. I'm moderately entertained. And then comes the twist, making everything just meaningless and trivial. Stop caring, film sucks. This is one of the two movies I was excited for this year. It's like this and Hobo with a Shotgun, which... I'm probably gonna have to wait for video since it's like super
rated. R or whatever.
Yeah, it's rated R, which, for those of you who don't know, we're in Canada, and in Canada there's sort of two separate ratings, 18A and R. And 18A, you can get a child in with an adult, and there are very few films here that get rated R instead of 18A. Hobo with a Shotgun is one of those films. And yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to sadly have to wait for video on that one, but... Oh,
Jake, yes. Do you have facial hair? Like, fake facial hair?
What?
Do you have any fake facial hair?
No, Moke.
I just got that. I thought that was completely random for a second.
Yeah, but I think Sucker Punch really needs to die.
Yeah.
Die in a hole. Yeah.
Buy a hobo with a shotgun.
Oh, man. I wish we could do that for the podcast, man. So disappointing.
Yeah.
Gonna do it for the next episode.
Oh, but,
but it's rated R.
Yeah.
R.
Which is super lame. And once again, like I said,
I just zoned out for a moment.
Okay, Teague, I just want to point this out, that when we watched this movie, there's one more person who watched it with us. His name's Dave.
Yeah. Yeah,
Dave. He slept.
He didn't talk. Really? He slept?
He slept.
Fell asleep?
He slept.
Really? I almost fell asleep.
I almost fell asleep in the action
scenes. Me and Sam were just...
Really? Was it the same one? I almost fell asleep during the beginning of the dragon one.
Yeah, that's exactly where.
Really? Wow.
David fell asleep, during the time where they actually showed them in the, like...
The horror house?
Club. Yeah. He slept. Like, I stole popcorn from him.
I don't know. I found that more interesting because I thought it was real.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I thought it was real.
But then when it turns out it's fake,
no,
it's like,
the only part I was interested in didn't even happen.
That plot had
nothing to do with the plot.
Like, John, you might be saying that plot was the best, but in my opinion, that plot definitely had potential, but it was just so poorly written that I found those even more boring than the particularly uninspired action scenes, especially the one on the train. The train just pissed me off. It was like, okay, you've got a train full of killer robots. This is gonna be so cool, and then it was just like lame.
And Rocket just dies.
Like, yeah,
it's made me cry.
Oh my god, yeah, that was sad because Rocket was the one character. I almost felt like she was a human being, and then it was like, oh, Rocket's dead. That sucks.
It was very unrealistic. When all of them died, I didn't care at all.
I mean, she got stabbed in, like, the side, and then
Rocket died. I almost cared about, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Emotional conflicts going on, like...
Yeah, the rest of them were just, like, super lame.
That was the closest thing to character development in the film.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially, like, the trade-off between Sweet Pea
and Rocket.
Rocket, yeah.
Yeah,
and
those were the two characters, in my opinion, who were actual characters. I'm not even going to call them two-dimensional or static characters. Those are the only two characters that even qualify as characters in the entire film. Yeah. The other characters are either just mindless eye candy who are there to do nothing, or just completely symbolic and useless.
A doll face.
Baby doll was...
She was a distractor.
She didn't do anything.
She was there for no reason.
All she did was hallucinate and strip.
Yeah, and all the other girls just risk their life.
Actually, no, not even really any of that, because none of it happened.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And I'm thinking, man, she's a bitch.
She doesn't mean anything. It's so stupid. I just feel like it was a waste of my time. Like, this film could easily be like 10 minutes long. Just show the beginning and show like the end after the title. That's it. It's like 10 minutes of the entire film, and
I mean,
that's the stuff that actually happens.
Really?
This could have been a G-rated film,
or they could have like made it more cohesive, so it makes sense while you're watching it.
Yeah, exactly. Then
it would have
just cut back to like her sitting in the chair and being like, ah. Then it would be like, oh, okay, I get it. But here it's just like it's like I said, it feels like Zack Snyder is trying to pull like an M. Night Shyamalan on us and just go twist, just this really kind of cheap, invalidating twist, and it just Yeah.
Inception.
Yeah, it just Inception. Super. It just really pissed me off.
Inception.
What really got me angry was this movie was 2.5 hours.
No, it was two hours.
Holy
crap.
This movie was 2 hours.
And it could have been
2.5 hours. I would have just like. Erased.
Yeah.
If it was 2.5 hours, I would have like jumped off a bridge.
We won't. They don't show the blood. Whatever,
they, like, yeah, they just showed blood.
It'd be
PG 13, somewhere around there.
Yeah, it is PG 13.
It was rated.
In America. America.
Shut up.
That's 14 in.
In America.
In America.
In America. In America.
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 Hey, just
get that Asian chick in the movie didn't do anything. She just drove airplanes. I mean,
drove the airplane.
She flied the airplane. That was the whole thing. That was her role in the movie.
She flew the airplane.
No, flew, same thing. You know
she
what I mean?
Flowed the airplane. She flowed the airplane.
Yeah. And she was in that really Asian looking robot with the rabbit face on.
Oh, yeah, that was actually kind of a really cool design, and I felt like that was put to waste.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about this movie anymore because.
Yeah, it is just really unpleasant.
So, it's just like. It's if I like, had liked it, we could be, like, going on about how, like, cool the action scenes were.
Yeah, exactly. And here, like, well, okay, let's have a positive section. Okay. So there's the one bit where she's wearing, like, the tiny sailor uniform and she fights 3 giant robotic samurai.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much the best thing ever. But, like, yeah. You can easily find films that are, like, 90 minutes of that. Like... like, it's basically 90 minutes of that awesome. Like, yeah. Anyone? You guys dead? Hello? Are you dead?
Okay. Teague!
What was that?
Teague?
What was Teague. That? What was hey. That?
I need to call my mom. Or my mom called me?
No. Use the home phone and just leave.
Oh, exactly. Leave the room. Okay.
Yeah, use the phone.
Seong will be right back.
Okay. Right after these messages.
The face snuggie.
Okay.
Sam.
But,
Wait, isn't this your phone, Moksh?
Yeah.
So, he doesn't have a phone?
No.
Oh, wow. He's so cheap.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were we talking about?
They thrive on positive
stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll go. Positive things, pretty girls, kind of good action scenes, which kind of, you know, captivated me, but not really. I was just looking at the chest.
Most of man. The
time, and the legs.
Just, you're not saying, he can't say that. I don't know, probably the best part, as we said, was
the samurai.
Artistic direction.
The samurai.
And the giant robot samurai with the Gatling gun.
Yeah, and the giant robot samurais.
The samurai.
And maybe a little bit of the Nazi zombies.
Yeah, that was, some of that was pretty cool.
And I guess the very beginning when what was real was actually real.
Yeah, that was okay.
That was pretty okay.
It's
the only part where the song was actually, like, fitting and good and stuff. And the cover was all right.
Yeah, the first, Also, one of the writers of this, the script is by Zack Snyder as well as Steve Shibuya, which is pretty cool because Steve Shibuya, his other film, his best known film for doing, is he was the effects unit on Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which is a So Bad It's Good classic. Yeah, that is a So Bad It's Good classic, and that actually got me really excited, because I was like, oh man, this is gonna be the same sort of thing, where it's like, super entertaining, while at the same time sort of knowing that it's completely awful. And then it just, like, pretended to be, like, this big unifying statement on dreams and the nature of humanity and feminism, whatever.
And Sam's back.
Yeah, it's pissed.
Oh, why?
Hello?
Hello?
His daddy angry.
Okay, no,
going on, to deny him fried rice.
Oh, positive stuff.
Positive stuff. The samurai part.
We've all said that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
So I'm gonna say something else.
I said they're hot. You can't say that.
I was going to say that. Then no, I have no say in this positive section.
Yeah, that's basically how it goes down.
that's how it is.
Okay, so on to the Sam story. This is what we've been building up to all episode, folks. We keep making jokes about the song Yellow, and here's why. Okay, so after this movie, I think Sam, who we all saw this in a big group, Sam seemed a little unruly after seeing this. I think the reason we couldn't get him tonight is because he's still, like, he tried to drink his memory away from this film, and I don't think it worked, and he's just vomiting himself to death right now. But, but he was a little unruly after the film. He liked it more than the rest of us, but he still hated it, and so he was just, me and Moksh were playing Guitar Hero in the arcade, and me and Moksh are both really good at Guitar Hero. He's better than I am because Moksh is a nerd, but we're both really good. We can both...
Hey, I drink.
Yeah, you do, because you're a nerd. Anyway.
Hey.
Yes, Moksh?
It's a sport, kid.
Moving on.
Story.
Sam snuck up behind us while we were playing Guitar Hero, just hit the green button on my controller randomly, and accidentally made us play the song Yellow by Coldplay.
Yay!
Yeah.
And it was all yellow.
And we sat there, and we were just me and Moksh were just... Oh, wait, no, it was me playing against Sam that time. He made me and Moksh play Slow Ride afterwards, but I was just sitting there, and we were just... He's just looking at me and laughing. He can't play on Expert, and we're both playing on Expert, so he's just missing all his notes on purpose and laughing at me. And I'm just so tempted to just wrap my hands around his throat, but,
And then he screws around with you.
And then he started putting his hands all over my controller. So I decided that while my controller was strapped to me and his controller was strapped to him, I would start playing the song on his. And I'm good enough at Guitar Hero that I actually sort of started doing decently midway through him missing all the notes. Like, just playing on his guitar, which wasn't anywhere near me. And, for the rest of that day, since then, we've all been making yellow jokes and how we're going to, like, murder Sam by dipping his face in hot nacho cheese and then screaming, yellow, and it was all yellow!
Teague.
Yeah, what?
I wrote a song for you.
And
it's called
Yellow.
We saw the movie, it was 12:50, then... like 10 minutes of ads, whatever, then 2 hours. So we came out of the theater at 3 and we stayed there till like 9.
And I bought an amazing Asian shirt that said penguin chili sauce.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Oh man, were you there for the shirt?
No,
TJ?
He wasn't.
No, I wasn't.
He went home because he was
playing. It says, okay, it's this pink shirt with
or
a penguin
red.
On it.
Red.
Pink.
Same thing.
And with a penguin on it, and then a whole bunch of Vietnamese writing.
Yeah.
And then it says, penguin spicy chili sauce.
20% off MSG, whatever that is. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tom got some, like, trippy Mexican shirt.
Oh, yeah. It was super cool. And now...
This week, I'm going to be buying a Blu-ray of my pick for this week, which we're going to get to in, like, several minutes here. But, yeah. Okay, so, first off, I guess, is that the end of our review? Final thoughts, guys? Final thoughts?
At final thoughts, do we, like, give it a rating or something?
Final, okay, out of 5, how about?
I'd give it 1.5 out of 5.
Really?
Yeah. I kind of hated it.
Okay, I'd give this maybe like a 2.
Two, because like.
John, explain your.
Well,
just like sum up your review in a short. Sum up your review in a short sort of.
Okay. Well, first of all, even if it was coherent, even the action scenes didn't really interest me at all. So, like, the main part of the film was lost on me. But then it wasn't coherent, so it was just infuriating, and none of it made any sense. It was just kind of like, the whole thing was, like, trying to piss me off. There's nothing good about it, really.
Okay, Moksh.
Okay, I'd give it a 2.
And? Why?
Why?
Okay, because I see a bit of potential.
Because
I don't see a lot. I mean, because the script mainly wasn't so good, and it really didn't have much of a purpose. But it could have been good, but it's not. So I'm giving it a 2.
Okay.
I also give it a 2. I thought some people may enjoy the action sequences, but it really had nothing to do with the whole, like, the point and the theme of the movie.
The whole thing was pointless.
Yeah, the whole thing was pointless.
Okay, I'm gonna, I guess I'll be the, brutally honest of us here. I'm gonna give it a 1. Because, I don't know, a 1 out of 5, just because this film, I don't know, it was infuriating, it was a waste of time, it was entertaining at times, but it would have been a 3 had it not had that, it would have been a 2 had it not had that twist, but with the twist, with everything, this is, and I mentioned M. Night Shyamalan so many times here, but this is the Shyamalan effect. One director who's made some hits suddenly gets way too much artistic control, suddenly makes just a disaster. This is Zack Snyder's Lady in the Water. I disliked this film a lot. Like I said, you would be better off looking up the samurai scene on YouTube and maybe the Nazi zombie scene if you have a particularly long attention span.
The samurai scene is what got me from 1 to 1.5.
Yeah, well, yeah, the samurai, I don't know. The thing is,
actually, as a movie as a whole, it's probably
more
like a 1.
I've seen films that are ridiculously awful, but have scenes that can validate them, and I honestly don't care. As a whole, as an entire sort of thing, Sucker Punch is terrible. It's just straight up awful.
It's a good waste of time.
It's not even a good waste of time.
Oh, when you really have nothing to do, maybe.
No. If you really have nothing to do and have seen every single film better than this that exists, then this is a good sort of distraction.
Yeah.
You're super stoned.
Or if you're on acid. I could honestly see someone on acid really appreciating this, thinking it's deep. Or if you see it 10 times and want to, like, dissect it a lot, then maybe you'll like it then, too.
I don't know, I didn't even find it, like, it, that deep, really.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, you can find symbolism in anything.
You have to dig that.
It could have been deep.
No, it looks like it's trying to be deep, but it's not.
If you take that logic, everything is deep. It takes away the meaning of the word deep.
Yeah,
just so you know, you guys all sound like you're in a bathtub.
We are
in a bathtub. Chilling in a bathtub.
Hot tub time. Jacuzzi.
So, Teague, are you jealous?
Okay, I definitely am jelly. I totally just want to be
Jacob.
I totally just want to be all up in your grill in the bubble bath.
We have bubbles with us.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Rosemary.
Okay, so now it's time for our new weekly segment, 4 Seconds with Sam. Sam, take it away.
Hello.
Man, that was brutal.
That was amazing. Seconds of Sam.
Guys, don't you see the symbolism? Like, that was so deep.
I know, right?
Triple back.
Says so much about feminism and dreams and the nature of our society. And oh my God.
So political.
Oh man.
That came straight from the heart.
Yeah, and there was like so many metaphors for stripping. It was awesome.
For
oh,
life.
Man.
For life and stripping and life and stripping and life.
Yeah.
And pigs.
And Soviet Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, and cows and tables. But it's all pretty much the same. Cows, tables, Soviet Russia, sucker punch.
Take out Chinese food.
Yeah, pretty much.
How's all you?
Vietnamese.
Noodles.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I feel like I've taken Sam's place this time as being the person who's talking constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, also, Zack Snyder, I wanted to talk about this week. Have any of you guys seen all of Snyder's films?
No.
And which of his films have you seen?
I think, did he make 300, right?
Yeah, he made the Dawn of the Dead remake, 300, Watchmen, and then this.
I think that was his best film.
What?
300.
No, I haven't seen all of them, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. To me, his best film on a filmmaking level is probably his Dawn of the Dead remake. Moksh, have you seen any of them?
He's gone.
Oh, Moksh disappeared. Okay, Seyoung.
My stomach.
Seyoung, which ones have you seen?
I've seen 300 and Watchmen and Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
And 300 was the best, I think.
To me, on a filmmaking level, I know you guys haven't seen it, but I think, to me, on a filmmaking level, Dawn of the Dead... Oh, he also made that Legend of the Guardians movie about owls wearing armor.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. It looks super crappy.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Yeah, it looks really
And famous. The book is so bad. Oh, man.
I'd rather.
Okay, but, I've seen all of his films, except 300. I haven't seen 300. I've seen all of his
films.
It's
not very interesting.
Yeah, that's what I heard, is it's pretty much just mindless action.
Yeah, it's mindless action.
But that's pretty much what all his films are, with the exception of Watchmen. Watchmen is only not mindless action because it's an adaptation of, I said, one of the greatest novels of all time.
Ew!
So,
Mo! Gross!
But, yeah.
I'm just stretching.
Are you guys seeing this?
But yeah, on a filmmaking level, the Dawn of the Dead remake is probably
that's
the best
out
of his
my
films.
Face.
And then,
okay, it's in my mouth.
Listeners and viewers, we apologize for Moksh's
disgusting behavior. Oh my God, so much blood!
So many Asian babies!
So much bone marrow everywhere.
I gotta go.
Okay. Right. So, yeah, in all, Sucker Punch sucks. Don't see it. It's bad. And, okay, my pick for next week is a,
100.
Actually, I mentioned Brazil earlier. A lot of people favorably compare this film to Brazil. It's lovers of the lover or hate it tend to compare it to, Brazil. This is my pick for next week is film by Terry Gilliam, who directed Brazil. A film from 1998 starring Johnny Depp and Benicio del Toro, based on the novel of the same name by Hunter S. Thompson, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh wait, they can't hear us, or they can't say anything.
They,
that's too bad.
They will probably.
And, oh, Seung, do you know it?
And the winner is?
I don't know.
Oh. Who's the winner, Keith?
What do you mean?
Who
What's the name?
Right?
What's the name?
What?
What's the name of the movie?
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I already said it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You.
Well, you said it way too fast, so, yeah.
Our little Vegas.
Yeah.
Vegas? Yeah, so that's super exciting. I'm actually going to be buying that on Blu-ray this week.
Oh, are we having a guest star?
We could if certain people end up seeing this.
I'm going to end up seeing this.
I'm going to end up seeing this as well.
Hey, next.
I'm not gonna
guys, we can never surpass 4, okay? Because then the gimmick of our name will be gone. Then it'll just be an all-out reference, and that doesn't even work.
Oh, or we could be like. Well, Fox Force 14.
Or no, we can be...
Yeah, exactly. If we get a sixth person, then the gimmick returns and everything is fine. But we can't have 5 ever.
Yeah, we can't have 5
unless you say Fox Force 3 to 5.
Okay, I'm not gonna be here anyways. Next
okay,
week.
sweet. So Seong won't be appearing again ever because he sucks and he's fat and no one likes him.
Yeah.
But,
How do you like the fat Jeff?
To the
audience, Seong is a 83-pound, 5'8" Korean boy. So
yeah.
Imagine how skinny he have to be.
He's like ridiculously tiny Asian.
So
child.
So when T calls him fat, he cannot be offended.
Yeah. Yeah, so next week we'll be talking about Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and this week we'll, I guess, stop talking pretty quick here.
No.
Okay.
Outro music.
Oh,
yeah. Outro music again.
Yeah, that's super lame, Joel.
It's so exciting. Oh man!
Yeah, I guess we'll see you next week.
Okay, toodles.
Bye, everybody.
Mwah.